Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, some folks from Mount Edgecombe High School who are just back from the Native Youth Olympics event that was held up in Anchorage this past weekend. Head coach Archie Young is here. Good morning, Archie.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having us.
And competitors Jonna Bowker and Brittany Woods Orson are here. Hi, Jonna. Hi, Brittany.
Hi. Good morning.
We're going to talk to the girls in just a second. I wanted to sort of kick it off with Coach Young. Mount Edgecombe's been involved in the Native Youth Olympics for quite a while.
Longer than I'm aware of.
Right.
Far before I was there, and I've been there 16 years.
How long have you been doing it?
This is my third year.
Okay. And how did the team do this year?
Overall, we did all right. The girls' team did very well. If the boys had done similar, we would have been top two or three team, but the girls did very well. But I was very pleased with everybody.
And this is a big event. I mean, doing pretty well means that you were sort of middle of the pack, but there are a bunch of schools, right?
I think this year we were close to 20 teams up there this year.
Okay.
Our school district, not just schools, but like Bering Strait School District, Lower Kuskokwim School District. So a lot of the teams are put together from schools in one district, whereas we're just one school.
Right. But Edgecombe typically has been strong.
We're getting better. We're definitely getting better.
Always room for improvement.
That's right.
You're the coach.
That's right.
That's what you say every day. Anyway, Jonna, good morning. I wanted to go over your events. Again, what did you participate in? And you were a winner in one of them, right?
I did kneel jump, wrist carry, toe kick, 1 foot, and 2 foot.
Okay. And you won the toe kick?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and what is the toe kick?
It represents when you're on the icebergs and you have to jump quickly to other icebergs. So there's two large ones and then a smaller one in the middle of them. So you have to tap the ice really quickly to keep going on the ice.
Okay, and in competition, what does that look like?
So you're all put into different groups. And then you're all lined up in order, and you go up to the line, you put your toes up to the line, and there's a little stick that is put out at a distance, and you have to jump and tap the stick with your feet together and then land.
Okay, and if you do it successfully, you hit the stick? Nobody's measuring anything, right? It's you either do it or you don't.
Yeah. It's just measured about how far the stick can go away from you. It doesn't matter how far it rolls back, just as long as you tap the stick with your feet parallel or together.
Okay. And tell me about getting ready to do this event. How do you just practice it, or do you do other kind of training? Do you do like CrossFit and stuff, or how's it work?
Yeah, we condition every day and just work on our muscles, on our leg muscles, and just getting in the habit and having that muscle memory of your toes flicking and staying, having them just be together.
Okay. You make it sound like, oh, it's no big deal, but it is kind of, I mean, once you start this, you realize it's pretty challenging.
Yeah, when you get out to the farther distances, it's hard to throw your whole body out there and tap the stick with just jumping so far. It gets pretty challenging.
Okay. We'll talk more about some of your other events after we talk with Brittany a bit about you won the one hand. What was your event called?
One hand reach.
Okay. And what is that, Brittany?
So you put your elbow on your hip and you have to lift up your whole body on this one hand, and then you got to reach up and touch a fur ball.
And how high is the, and it's the fur ball is made of seal hide?
Just various furs.
Okay. And how high up is that?
It starts at 42 and the record is 62.
And so I'm trying to picture this. So you have one elbow?
In your hip, yeah.
On your hip. And then how do you, it's not just a matter of how long your arms are. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of give yourself a push.
You have to really make sure your shoulders are up high. And for some people that are shorter, sometimes they have to go on their fist. Some people do it flat hand, but if they're shorter, they go on their fist to give themselves another inch. And it's really measuring, being right under it. It's really hard to explain.
Yeah. Tell me about the origins of the one hand reach. Why is it an NYO event?
So it really represents strength and balance because you're holding your whole body on one arm and you really have to balance yourself and your muscles have to be prepared to do that. And it, I think it was for the long winter months when they were stuck inside a lot, because you can do it in confined spaces. It's not taking up a lot of room.
Okay. And what were some of the other events you did?
I did the seal hop, and that was my other event.
Okay. Let's talk about the seal hop just for a minute, because I know it wasn't you, but there was a boys' record set. And the seal hop, I know that people are listening who've probably heard this interview in past years. The seal hop is just brutal.
Yeah, everything, it hurts.
Right. How do you do it?
Okay, so the girls, they're in a push-up position, and they have to hop, and your butt can't get too high, and your knees can't bend, and it really just starts working everything. And when I do it, I use a lot of my fingers help me propel forward instead of just flat-handing it.
Mm-hmm.
My hands get tired, and then my shoulders start getting tired with all the weight, and then my calves start burning because that's what's also really propelling me forward.
Okay, so you're in a push-up like this. You're in a sort of, I guess they call it plank in yoga class, and you have to propel yourself forward till you literally can't go anymore.
That, or they stop you for your butt being too high.
Oh, okay.
Or your knees bending.
And then boys do it a little differently, right, Jonna?
Yeah, they do.
And they do it like on their knuckles or something?
They on their little knuckle right above their nails.
Knuckle.
Yeah, their first knuckle.
Yeah, so they...
And then
they're down.
Down in like a...
Their arms are bent down, so they're really
close to the ground. Their arms are tucked next to their sides.
Okay, and you said, there's a reason there's two different poses for this that also has cultural origins.
Yeah, the male is down farther because he has a spear across his chest when they're hunting. And then the female, her spear is on her back and she's carrying her baby on her chest, so that's why she's up and the boy is down.
Okay. And all of these things originate culturally, right?
Yes.
And is that a part of why you do it? I mean, this is the available team sport at Mount Edgecombe this time of year, but when you're doing this, are you feeling a connection to the past and tradition? I mean, is that part of what's happening in your brain? Going, my ancestors had to do this for a reason, and I'm doing it for fun.
Yeah, I really feel closer to my culture. This is what Alaskan's always been doing, and it's becoming really widespread. There's different competitions. There's World Eskimo Indian Olympics in the summer, and Arctic Winter Games, they compete in it, and it's international. And when you do it, people have a high respect for it, and you have to be really respectful when you do it. You have to really have high sportsmanship, and that creates a really nice atmosphere, and that really gets people going to it.
Okay. Do you feel the same way, John?
Yeah, I do. A lot, and like a lot of us on the team, you start at a young age, because like there's the youth group for like the younger
juniors.
Yeah, the junior group for Youth Olympics.
Right. What about the comment we were mentioning before we went on the air? There was some sort of comment on social media or on a website or something. Somebody had posted, "Is this a sport? I don't get it." I mean, what's your reaction to that?
It's people just aren't aware that some people don't even know that it's happening in Alaska, but it's a really big thing, especially in the rural communities. And I think eventually one day everyone will really have exposure to it, and they'll understand and they'll respect how much effort each event takes.
Right. Yeah, I'd suggest, before you guys showed up at the station, I went online and I went to the Alaska Public Radio Network website, alaskapublic.org. They did a story about it over the weekend, and some of the pictures are just amazing. And I guess the most sort of marquee or the most spectacular thing is the one, what's it called, Archie?
1 foot high kick.
The 1 foot high kick. And the winner this year went up how high?
110 inches.
And my mental math is putting that around 9 feet.
9'2", I believe.
And so, and that's where a basketball rim is at 10 feet, right? So imagine a lot of people have been out shooting hoops. You go and you try and jump and touch the rim with your hand.
Right, and these guys are essentially kicking the rim.
Touching it with their foot.
Yeah.
And the pictures of this are just, they're just amazing.
Yeah. It's flexibility, it's athleticism, it's balance, it's very, all the events are very impressive.
Is this a sport?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Jonna, you're a senior from Dillingham, right?
Yes, I am.
And Brittany, you're from Rampart.
Yes.
You're a senior as well. What now? Is there any, I mean, is this, it's something I did in high school. Is there any more of this kind of event in your future, do you think?
For me, I'm busy in the summer, so I'm not able to attend WIO. I'm always busy fishing, so this is it for me.
Right. Okay. How about you, Brittany?
WIO is held up in Fairbanks, so I'm lucky and able to attend that every year. So I plan on being able to compete for a long time. There's no age limit, so that's cool.
Yeah, that is. That is. I did see one of the other notable pictures on the Alaska Public Radio website was one of the coaches from one of the schools up there. He was in the blanket toss, and they tossed him, and he did a backflip. And there's a picture of him like inverted 20 feet in the air.
I think that was Chris Hansen. The right. Coach from, he's in Unicleat.
Right.
Yeah.
No age limit. Coach.
No, exactly. No age limit, just ability.
Time to get on the blanket. Well, I told you it would go by fast. We're gone a little over time. I've been speaking with Mount Edgecombe High School Native Youth Olympics coach Archie Young and competitors Jonna Bowker. She's a senior from Dillingham. And Brittany Woods Orson. She's a senior from Rampart. Congratulations on your team's success this past weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.